Sobering up had been hard enough the first time. He didn't think he could go through it again. He swallowed hard, his voice shallow and husky when he answered. "I'm a recovering alcoholic." She nodded, and he was surprised to see no judgment in her eyes. She let go of his face and turned to consult with the doctor. He strained to hear what was being said when Hannah tapped his shoulder.
"Have you ever had to stay overnight in hospital before?"
"I heard the food is really bad."
"Is it true they give you jelly?"
"I like jelly. Well, I like strawberry jelly. I tried orange jelly once, but I didn't like that."
"What flavour is green jelly?"
"I like the colour green, but I like purple better. I wouldn't mind trying purple jelly." "I like grape, so I'd probably like grape jelly."
"What's your favourite flavour?"
Lockie shook his head.
"My favourite flavour jelly is strawberry too. I like it with ice cream."
Hannah's face lit up with a smile as though he had just agreed to take her to Disneyland.
"Me too. I love ice cream."
"Hannah," Abby interrupted, "why don't you go to the waiting room and play with the toys? I'll meet you there soon."
"Okay."
Hannah bent over then and kissed Lockie's cheek.
"My mum will look after you. She's a great nurse."
"Thanks, Squirt."
He gave her his bravest smile and watched her skip from the room. She seemed quite at home here, and he wondered how much time she had spent in hospitals over her short life.
"Sorry about her. She probably talked your ear off," Abby said.
"It was a great distraction. She's a wonderful kid."
Pride stretched her full lips into a smile. Oh, how he'd like to taste those lips.